The Indiana Senate has added several contentious amendments to a bill giving counties the right to set up syringe exchange programs without state approval. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Sarah Fenton reports, current program operators say the measures would not only make their programs less effective, but would pose a threat to their existence.
Amendments from three Republican lawmakers propose coordinating and sharing data with local law enforcement, implementing a one-to-one clean-to-dirty needle exchange ratio, collecting demographic and drug use data from members, and only distributing hypodermic syringes, not other paraphernalia as some of the state's programs do. Jean Lysing, the author of the last amendment, says she supported the 2015 bill legalizing the programs, but says lawmakers didn't consider SEPs giving out more than just syringes.
Those of us that supported needle exchange would still support needle exchange, but we don't know that we want to give enabling kits, okay? And that's what some people would call these.
Indiana Recovery Alliance Director Chris Abert is in charge of Monroe and Lawrence counties programs. He says cooking supplies are necessary to avoid the spread of diseases such as hepatitis C, which can live for weeks on, for instance, contaminated spoons used for cooking drugs.
We don't give out anything that's not medically necessary and that is not involved with the transmission of HIV, hepatitis C, or other infection.
Abert says the other amendments' restrictions have been scientifically proven to lower SEP participation rates, and if they were enacted, the Indiana Recovery Alliance's programs would cease to exist. The bill is now before the full Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sarah Fenton.